Sometimes, when I think over these things, I'm almost tempted to think that it might be rather a good thing if, in our Buddhist movement in this country, perhaps especially at this vihara, we stopped lectures altogether. Or if we were to have one, say, once a year, and give another lecture only when people had not only understood, but been able to put into practice the teaching of the first one. Because what is the use of this? You're going on and on, deeper and deeper intellectually, whereas your practice lags very, very far behind. That, after all, was the ancient Indian system of teaching, as you probably know. If you turn back not only to the Buddhist scriptures, not only to the Zen tradition, if you go even earlier than the Buddha, if you go back to the days, say, of the Upanishads. There's a very well-known Upanishad, it's one of the 10 principal Upanishads, called the Chandogya. And there's a rather interesting anecdote in it. Apparently, of course it's couched rather in terms of mythology, but one must not mind that. Apparently, the story goes in the Upanishad, the gods and the demons, that is to say the asuras, in the sense of anti-gods, they'd heard from somewhere or other about the true self, the Atman, and they wanted to learn about it. Because they'd heard that whosoever realized the true self obtained the satisfaction of all his desires. So the gods deputed one of their number, that's to say Indra, the demons deputed one of their number, that is to say Virochana, to visit the teacher Prajapati and learn from him, if possible, about the true self. So the Upanishad says, in just one short, simple sentence, they lived with him as his pupils for 32 years. Now that doesn't mean that they were having lectures and classes and interviews every day, no. It means that they lived with him, doing as it were the housework, going and gathering fuel for the fire, especially for the sacred fire, sweeping the compound, clearing away the dead leaves, running errands perhaps for the teacher's wife, because in free Buddhistic days, of course, gurus were married Brahmin gurus, and their wives used to make use of the guru's disciples in this way for little errands and little odd jobs. So they spent 32 years like this, without receiving a word of teaching. Then Prajapati, at the end of the 32 years, just calmly inquired one day, "How is it, for what reason is it, that you've lived with me for so long?" You see, look at the difference. How patient they were in those days. 32 years simply serving in the house of the teacher. Nowadays, if someone comes to see you and you keep them waiting even 5 minutes, they get a little bit disgruntled. Or if they can't see you exactly when they want to this week and perhaps not even next week, well, they wonder what is the matter. But in those days, they were prepared to wait 32 years. So when at the end of this period, Prajapati asked, "Why is it that you are living here with me? What is it that you want to know?" They said, "We want to learn about the true self." So he didn't say very much. He didn't give them a long lecture. No, not even after 32 years. He said to his wife, "Bring a mirror." His wife apparently had one. "Bring a mirror." So she brought it. So he asked the two disciples to look into the mirror. What did they see? They, of course, saw their two faces. So he simply said, "That's the true self." So in those days, people had so much faith in the words of their teachers, they're quite satisfied just to know that the reflection which they saw in the mirror was their true self. So away they went, thinking the body is the true self. Off they went, quite satisfied. And Virochana, who went back among the demons, of course, he taught them this, that the body is the true self. But Indra, who went back among the gods, wasn't satisfied. He thought, well, this is what the teacher has said. But it seems that there's something more. I'm not quite satisfied with this answer. The teacher said that the body is the true self, but the body gets old, the body dies. Does that mean that the true self ages and dies? Surely that can't be so. So he decided to go back to the teacher. So he went back to Prajapati and he said, please give me a further teaching. I'm not quite satisfied with what you said before. So Prajapati said, all right, but wait another 32 years. So he waited another 32 years. And then Prajapati gave him a higher teaching. We won't go into what that was now. Again he went away satisfied. But again he became dissatisfied. And again he came back. And he was asked to wait. In those days they lived very long lives. He was asked to wait another 32 years, which he did. And again he went away, and again he came back, but this time he was asked to wait only 5 years. Then he got the final teaching, we're told, and he realized the true self. So look at the patience, look at the immense period of time involved, and look at how little was said. The whole episode, the whole description, occupies about 2 pages in the Upanishad, not more than that. But you notice also that the disciple got his results. He realized the true self. So at 32 to 32 to 32 to 5, well, even if some of us were to live as long as that, I wonder if after hearing all our lectures and reading all our books, we will be able to say ever at the end of this time that, well, I've realized the true self, or I've realized Nirvana, or the Dharmakaya, or whatever else it is that we aim at realizing. And the difference is, because in those days, in that ancient system, the theory and the practice went hand in hand. Now, of course, the theory invariably very much outstrips the practice. And one might even go so far as to say that we don't even always get our theory itself quite right. Even that seems to go a little wrong. So it's with thoughts of this kind in mind that one sometimes hesitates to speak about the more practical side of Buddhism. Because one knows that very few people are really going to take one at all seriously. They might understand, they might appreciate, but very, very few are really going to try to get down to putting into practice, actually applying what one has been trying to say, what one has been trying to explain. However, let us say that we shall try once more, make a fresh attempt, at least for the sake of the completeness of our present series of talks. So let us come back to the stages of the path.